Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is there trouble brewing in Rodgers Tomlin paradise?
I certainly agree with that. I don't think I like how we responded to the explosion plays, field flipping plays, drive producing conversion third downs that happened in the third quarter. I didn't think our offense responded very well to the non-call on the first third down of the half. And, you know, you don't always have control over what happens to you in game. Rest assured, some things are going to happen. There's ebb and flow over the course of 60 minutes. But in that instance, as a collective, we feel like we didn't respond in any appropriate or the desired way. We didn't smile in the face of it. We didn't produce the type of plays that counteract those things and get the balance back in our favor. We're certainly being critical of ourselves, and we're utilizing that as fuel as we prepare for our next opportunity. You're always a little bit concerned when you're settling for field goals when you're playing good people. Seems like touchdowns is how it gets done in our business at this level. And so it was a little bit less than comfortable at halftime settling for 3 field goals. I think those drives were stopped by penalties and negative plays on 1st and 10. Put us in some 2nd and long circumstances. We didn't perform very well in 2nd and long, not only in the first half of the game, but in the totality of the game. It produced a lot of 3rd and longs in the game. That's low percentage conversion rates for us. That's low percentage conversion rates for everyone, to be quite honest with you. We were in more 3rd and longs in that game than we're comfortable with, and I think we suffered the consequences of that.
Mike Tomlin says the Steelers did not respond well after that offsides penalty wasn't called, the subsequent incomplete pass to Roman Wilson, and then the Steelers had to punt. And then, he didn't mention this, they gave up the 59-yard pass play on 3rd and 5 with that following defensive drive. So it wasn't just the offense that didn't respond. It was also the defense, which to me is a mark of a fragile group, and that falls on the head coach. If you've got a fragile group that can't deal with adversity, if they blink in the face of adversity instead of smiling in the face of adversity, when that's all the head coach ever talks about, that's on him. But who do you think he was talking about? Who was most demonstrative in their displeasure after that call was not made? Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think it's a giant leap to think that Tomlin was saying Rodgers didn't handle that well. I had no problem, by the way, with Rodgers being pissed off. Some calls in the NFL, they happen so fast that the referees are bound to miss it. You can call holding on every play. A blade of grass can determine the outcome of a play and thus a football game. That was a pretty easy one to see. Dude jumps offside right in the middle of your offensive line. You got to call that 100 times out of 100, 1,000 out of 1,000, and 1,000,000 out of 1,000,000. And that's such a big part of Aaron Rodgers' game is the cadence, drawing teams offside, snapping the ball when there's an extra guy on the field. That's a weapon for him. That's an arrow in his quiver. And they took that away from him. So he was pissed off. I don't blame him. Sounds like Tomlin didn't like his response. Then the second clip you heard there was Mike Tomlin leading off his press conference, once again talking about how the offense settled for field goals, didn't score touchdowns, and put the loss first and foremost on the offense. That is ludicrous. The defense gave up 20 consecutive completions. They've given up 369 or more yards in 6 of the 7 games they've played this season. Their explosive play differential on the year is minus 21. That's mostly because the defense is giving up a ton of explosive plays. They didn't force a turnover for now, what, the third straight game? They haven't forced a turnover since they were overseas. And yet, it's the offense's fault. The offense is 11th in the league in scoring, just 0.9 points away from being a top 10 scoring offense in the NFL. The offense, the last 2 weeks, is averaging 28 points per game, and they're 0-2. And the first thing out of Mike Tomlin's mouth in the press conference wasn't talking about that defense that gave up a historic 20 consecutive completions. No, it was that the offense was settling for field goals. What a stinking joke. And if he keeps doing this, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be all that happy. You better get Marquez Valdes-Scantling in here ASAP. Get Rodgers a buddy. And I know that Rodgers took accountability after the game and said you have to score touchdowns and kind of echoed the messaging that Mike Tomlin's put out there. That's what a leader's supposed to do. A quarterback. When you're kicking field goals instead of getting touchdowns, even when you score 25 points, you're supposed to take accountability. Ben did that all the time. It's one of the things I actually liked about Ben Roethlisberger. He could throw for 350 yards, the team would lose, and he would say, I got to be better. That's what a leader does. A leader acknowledges his or her shortcomings. Mike Tomlin said the defense was a millisecond away from getting a stop on each of the two biggest plays the Packers made in the game. That's a total lack of accountability. Mike Tomlin wants to know why this team is 0-2 in the last two, giving up over 30 points per game. He needs to look in the mirror. It's his fault. He's the defensive mastermind. It's Terrell Austin's fault. He calls the defensive plays.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.